Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. This is Thriving Thursday, and I want to talk about a very special subject. I was going to say a very serious subject, but let's call it a special subject because we're going to deal with it and we're going to get rid of it. In our society today, fear is running rampant everywhere. It seems as though people are afraid of the future. They're afraid of different terrorist groups. They're afraid of what the government's going to do. They're afraid of who our president's going to be. And they're even afraid to step out and go for their dreams. And so I thought it would be great to talk about fear and how do you get rid of fear. Now, I've been afraid before, and I've been afraid more than once in my life, and I reached a point where I was really afraid in certain situations about my future and where how things were going to play out for my life. And so I decided that I was going to take control of that fear and not allow it to run my life. So that is why I'm able to talk about getting rid of fear. And so today we're going to learn how to deal with fear and how to get rid of it. And so now, in order for me to talk about fear, I have to tell you guys that I have to give you the truth about fear and what it really is. And I have to give, and I'm going to give you the antidote for it. When we hear about fear nowadays, it comes from a psychologist or a psychiatrist who's giving their scientific reasoning behind fear and how to get rid of it. Well, I'm going to give you an antidote that is of the mind, but it's also of the spirit. Now, because fear is coming from everywhere these days, I think it's important that we address it because it's like any disease. If that It's you can catch it if you're consumed around it or with it or by it, and you're surrounded by it, then you can actually catch it. You know, sometimes because as people we can influence one another. Have you ever made a decision that you were going to do something a certain way? Then someone else comes along and they give you their opinion, and then you change your mind. And then you find out that you perhaps should have stuck with your own opinion and your own decision that you made for your life or for that situation. Well, fear is the same way. You can be excited. You can be gung-ho about making something happen. You can say, hey, I'm not going to let certain things in my life affect me. And then you can get around people who will start to give you all of the reasons why you should pay really close attention to this thing because of what could happen. You should take this thing more seriously because of what could happen. And they start to say things that cause you to be afraid. So I think it's important that we talk about fear. And I think we're going to get through it today, but if not, we're going to mix it in with our topic for tomorrow. And because fear is coming everywhere from everywhere nowadays, it is in the news. It's all in our television shows, and unfortunately, it's being spoken out of people's mouths more often these days than it used to be. And this is unfortunate because whatever is spoken out of our mouths or whatever we speak about on a consistent basis, it's going to eventually be framed and it's going to start to take root and it's going to be given life. And that's why it's really important that we understand about fear. If you want to take control of your life, if you want to be in control of a more positive and productive destiny for your life, you want to have that dream life that you see and not have it just be a dream or a wish, then you've got to understand fear and learn how to deal with fear. I mean, it's no mistake that the government chooses, there I go again, I know, that the government chooses certain events to celebrate each year to remind us of some chaos that happened and what could happen. And if you really were to to kind of step back and look at some of the headlines when you get closer to certain holidays, then you'll see that the headline starts to speak about bad things that are going to happen around this holiday. The terrorists are threatening us, and because we are celebrating this day, this is what could happen. And if you notice that none of it's ever has happened. And so it's no mistake that the government chooses certain events to celebrate each year, because if you can keep fear in the people, then you can control them. You can get them to vote the way you want them to vote, think the way you want them to think, and really just behave in a way that's not necessarily good for them, excuse me, but it's more so good for, well, the government and all of their rich, rich people. Now, there's nothing wrong with money, I'm just saying, but the point is, don't manipulate me just so you can get more of it. Okay, let me move on. So the thing is, if you can put fear in a person, then you can control that person. And it's a planned, organized use of fear. And when you have a planned, organized use of fear, then it leads to oppression. It leads to people. You don't have to hold people back. People will hold themselves back. You don't have to take away people's dreams. They will squash their own dreams. You don't have to convince people that something isn't possible. They'll do it themselves. So that's why it's important that we pay attention to fear, and that we address fear, and that we not allow it to take over our lives. Now, this type of fear can come from many places. So not just the government. And this is not a show about the government. This is about you doing what it takes to deal with fear, whether it's coming through you, or whether it's in a friend of yours, or people that you connect to on a daily basis. This is about you being more proactive so that you can get the life that you want. So that's really what this is all about. And so it can come from a lot of different places. It can come from your boss at work, if you have a job. And our show, we cater more to the entrepreneur, the person who's a home-based business owner, is a small business owner. And so we cater more to them. But if you're listening to this and you have a job, obviously you're aspiring to become an entrepreneur. And so the point I'm making here is that it can come from your boss. If you have a plan for your life and you decide, you know what, in 3 years, I'm going to go out on my own and start my own business. And at work, your boss is giving you such a hard time, to the point where that promotion that you could get, so you could earn the money, extra money, and stash some cash, so when you go out to run your business, you're okay. You allow that to make you fearful, and you start to think, I'm never going to be able to leave here, and I'm never going to be able to get my business going. So fear can come from many places. It can come from a friend. There are friends that bully other friends. And I'm always amazed by that. You know, you don't let your friends bully you. I mean, you guys are similar, close to the same age. And even if your friend is older than you, disconnect. You're an adult. So the thing is that it can come from a lot of places, and it because fear can come from so many places, no matter where it's coming from, it's bringing with it a kind of oppression. And when oppression takes place, people are convinced that they have no options and that they have absolutely no recourse. And that's something that you really want to pay attention to. Oppression involves working on the ignorance, and I'm not calling you guys ignorant, but ignorance means that you just don't know about a subject, or you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And at any given point in each of our lives, there's a point at which if you don't pay attention to what's really going on, or if you don't ask questions, or if you just take it at face value and run with it, well, then there's a certain level of ignorance that's going to pop up. If I take things at face value and I don't question things, there's a certain level of ignorance that's going to pop up on my end, because I'm going to make decisions without having all of the facts, or without really seeing the full picture of something. So that's what I mean when I talk about ignorance. And so oppression involves working on the ignorance, the weakness, and and the fearfulness of the person being oppressed or the person who's the intended object of oppression. And so it comes about because we're you know, buying into old wives' tales, limited thinking, and flat out falsehoods. These things is what brings about that oppression, and this is also what stimulates fear. But the good part is that you don't have to tolerate fear in any way. And that's what this show is all about today, is getting rid of fear. I've heard some psychiatrists and psychologists say that, oh, you know, a little bit of fear is good. So let me get this straight. A little bit of poison it's okay. I'm just saying, a little bit of a snake bite, a tiny little rattlesnake bite, it's okay. So that's the same thing. So no, it's not okay. So you don't want to tolerate any kind of fear. And so you don't have to tolerate it. And so what I'm going to do is kind of share, give you some ideas and share some concepts that you can use. And these are pretty strong, that you can use, and they will not fail you. Now, when fear attacks you, you have to power up. And you have to attack it right back. So do it. Kick it out. Get rid of it. Don't tolerate it. Don't put up with it. Don't let it take over your life. That is the important thing about fear. And what happens is, and I'll give you an example of how fear can really start to take root. I've mentioned on the show several times about the economic downturn and how it took its toll on me for a moment. And I can tell you, one day I literally was just exhausted. And it was like maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the day. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a person that goes, I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I keep going and going and going. And because I'm like full of energy, you know, and so that's how I got the name, I think, when I was a speaker, the Power Lady, because, you know, I'm powered up. And the thing is that I came home and actually got in the bed and got under the covers and just shut down. See, and I thought it was because I was just exhausted, but it wasn't because of exhaustion. It was because I was afraid and didn't know what to do. And I forgot how powerful I was as a human being. And at that point, if that happens to you, you want to realize what's going on. Now, I recovered quickly because I realized, wait a minute, you're afraid. And that was something that I never really paid attention to, because outside of being afraid when I was in the military at first of firing a weapon, because I'd never had my hands on a gun, I was a little bit afraid. But once I, you know, started firing, I love it. I have to admit, I'm going to say, don't take away our guns. Now, I don't have a gun, but the point is, I know how to shoot one. And I have to admit, it's kind of a nice feeling to shoot at the target. Okay, so, and we're talking about like paper, okay, and boards. But anyway, back to the subject. So the thing is that once I realized that it was fear, I got up and I said, wait a minute, you're afraid, and that's not allowed. You're not allowed to be afraid. So let's kick fear right in the butt. And that's what I said to myself. Let's kick fear right in the butt, because we're kicking it out of this house. So you're not going to bring it in this house, and you're not going to let it take root, and you are going to subdue it, and you are going to get rid of it. You see, the thing about fear that it's important to know is that fear is designed to bring sickness, and it's designed to bring poverty into your life. That's what it's for. It's all about just sucking the energy right out of you. And if you talk about being a power lady or a power man or powering up or a powerful man, whatever the case is, it's gone. If you allow fear to come in, and I know that sometimes when we are or when there are children around, and we tell children, oh, it's okay to be afraid. We're all afraid at some point in time. And that's okay to say. However, you want to give them tell them what's really going on. And instead of saying it's okay to be afraid, you don't make them feel awful about being afraid, but you let them know what it is, and you start to talk to them about fear. And then you go on to, because once a kid understands it, when they get it when they're young, hey, they grow up fearless. And here are some tips that I'm about to give you that will help help you, and if you have children, it's going to help them, because they're going to see you be fearless. Now, the thing is that, as I said, fear is designed to bring sickness and poverty into your life. It will destroy your peace of mind, your peace within, if you allow it to do so. And so, how do you get rid of fear? How do you just like kick it in the pants and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I've had enough of this. You are out of here. So the first thing you do is you attack it. That's right. You attack fear. You don't cower down. You don't get under the covers. You don't become a big whiny baby. You don't start to verbalize, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? Oh my goodness, what will I do? Where will I go? Who will save me? Save yourself. You know, hey, stand up and attack that fear. You must go straight to the core of the fearful situation. That's how you attack fear. You go right to the core of it. For example, when I had my challenges going on, and I was really, I think, you know, fear hit me because everything that came at me, it came at once. And I thought, wow, you know, whatever this is that's coming against me, this is, I don't know what's going on here. And I was afraid because of the uncertainty of it all. And so I said, okay, once I recovered, and I recovered quickly. I didn't stay in bed all day because I made myself get up, because that's kind of not my style. But I got up, and when I got up, I said to myself that we're kicking fear in the butt. And I told myself, okay, I got a notepad and a sheet of paper, or a notepad and a pen. And I started to write down, what is going on here? What is the situation that is causing you to be fearful? And I started to write down fear of this, fear of that. And I'm not going to verbalize it, of course, because I don't speak doom and gloom into my own life. And I've already been there, done that, been through it. And so I'm over it. But whatever that thing is that you fear, and I'll give you some examples in a few moments of what we sometimes fear and why we allow fear to really kind of take over. But the thing is you have to go straight to the core of the fearful situation. Why are you afraid? Most of the time, it's a fear of loss. You're fearing that you're going to lose something. And you want to write down what that something is. You want to face that something. Because the minute you know what it is you're afraid of losing, now you know how to do one of two things. Number one, you know how to put a plan in place immediately to be proactive. In my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, I talk about having a proactive plan. And of course, I wrote that book after I went through my ordeal, because I then knew that, wait a minute, it's about being proactive. It's not about sitting around hoping, wishing, and waiting. And well, with your head under the cover. So the thing is that once you realize what you're afraid of losing, now you put together a plan to either recover what's already been lost, or to recover in such a manner so that you will not have that loss or suffer that loss if it's possible. In my case, I'd already lost some things. So I had to put together a plan to recover what I wanted or what I felt like I needed. So the thing is, you must go straight to the core of the fearful situation. So the first thing you do is you attack it. And I said, you know, when you're talking to children, I mean, you don't tell your kid, hey, you know, you got to attack that fear, beat it up, you know. The thing is, though, is you do let them know, together, you guys go to the core, straight to the core of that fearful situation. What is it that they're afraid of? So then when you start to unpack it, now they start to see, wait a minute, this isn't even a real thing. And even if it is a thing, hey, we just came up with a solution together as to how we're going to deal with it. So that's what you do. You go straight to the core of the fearful situation. So number one, you attack it. Number two, know what fear is connected to. See, when you start to understand more about fear, then guess what? You can beat it up. You can kick it in the pants, get rid of it. So know what fear is connected to. And of course, fear is connected to an irrational thought that you will encounter a situation that you cannot recover from. And the truth of the matter is, you can recover from any situation that you decide that you want to recover from. And for those of you that are being really smart alecky out there and you're thinking, well, you can't recover from death. All right, so you may not be able to recover physically from it, but spiritually you can. And not only that, this is something that I don't say it all the time, but when people talk about being afraid, or what if this happens, what if that happens, or what if you die? Well, if you die, what then? I mean, really? Can you really? I'm just saying. I mean, it's over at that point, at least in this realm. Okay, so hey, why are you going to stress over something that may happen anyway? But understand the power that you have as a human being. You have more power than you know. So that's why I said you can recover from anything that you decide to recover from. And so you take that and you use that. You don't just give in and give up and let something just subdue you. And if you decide, if you don't want to leave this earth, hey, you come up with a plan. Be proactive about your life. Be proactive about what you want. And I'm going to give you some weapons against fear that will help you be proactive in a very clear, strong manner. So we've got the first thing that you're going to do is attack it. The second thing is you're going to know what fear is connected to. And I just told you it's connected to an irrational thought that you will encounter a situation that you cannot recover from. And now here's the third one. You want to be clear about who you are and how you were made, how you're made, what's in you. Listen, I say this, I've said this on the show several times. When I talk about the way to real wealth, I find that most people aren't wealthy because they're afraid to go for what it is they think that they deserve. And so one of my favorite scriptures, and I have a few, but one of my favorite scriptures is that, and I'm going to, in a sense, well, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we don't have a spirit of fear. So that's why when psychologists and psychiatrists who think they know everything about the mind, and isn't it funny, when scientists think they know everything about the mind, okay, keep living. 5 years from now, they're going to, ooh, new discovery about the mind. You know, so the thing is they don't know everything. So the thing is that we have not been given a spirit of fear. So there's no room for fear. You don't want to tolerate it. You want to attack it as soon as it pops up. Stand up to it. The quicker you stand up to it, the less grief you're going to have, the less stress you're going to have, the less pain that you're going to have. And I'm talking about emotional pain. And the stronger you're going to feel. So if you feel fear, After hearing what I just said to you, that you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, then I'm going to say something to you. This is going to sting a little bit. Then you're not connected to your power source. And your power source is God. I mean, there's just no other way for me to say that, because we're talking about a spirit of fear, which tells us that that fear is of a spiritual nature. So if you want to get rid of fear, then understand what it is. It's a spiritual force, which means the good news is you have to attack it with spiritual weapons. Now I'm going to give you your weapons, and these are good weapons because we all have them. You have to activate some of it. You have to cultivate some of them, but one of them we use every single day, most of us. And your weapons are courage, confidence, love, and the words that you speak, your words. Now, love being the strongest weapon of all when it comes to attacking fear, because fear is a spiritual force. That's why I read that. That's in 2 Timothy in the Bible. 2 Timothy, first chapter, 7th verse, where it says, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so when we talk about being given a spirit of, not being given a spirit of fear, you know, it says spirit of fear. That's how we know fear is a spiritual force. So you know that it's a spiritual force. You know that it's something that you can deal with. And the good news is you got the power to ball it up and put it in a can and just get rid of it forever. You can do that. And so, as I mentioned, your weapons of confidence, courage, love, and your words, love being the strongest weapon. Now, why do I say love is the strongest weapon? I'm going back to the Bible, because here's the thing, because fear is of a spiritual nature, you have to understand how to deal with it. And well, hey, I'm giving you spiritual scriptures. So it says, perfect love casteth out fear. That's 1 John 4th chapter 18th verse in the Bible. So if you know that perfect love casteth out fear, then you know that love is your strongest weapon. Now here's an example. And these are things that I have learned over time. And I learned, and I have to tell you, they do work. So I'm not just giving you a bunch of weapons that I haven't used. These are my weapons, and hey, I'm using them. And so I don't live in fear. And because I've cultivated these weapons, and here's the thing, I continue to cultivate them. I activated them first and then cultivated them to make them stronger. And I continue to make them stronger. And of course, I do that by meditating, prayer, reading my scriptures. And of course, I have my affirmations, my visualization. So I've got a whole ritual when I wake up first thing in the morning. So the thing is that I'm going to give you an example of where it says, perfect love casteth out fear. Take a couple. When a couple is arguing, they're in strife. So instead of resorting to strife and arguing, worry and anxiety, when something goes wrong, you find your love energy, because the arguing and the strife and all of that, it doesn't make it better. It makes it, it stretches it out longer. So if you're afraid of something, then you want to find your love energy. Listen, when we can learn to use the weapons of confidence, courage, love, and your words, then you will defeat fear and you will get rid of it whenever it pops up. And here's the thing, the stronger you become in that area, the more fear or the less fear will pop up in your life, because it's a spiritual force. So when you can subdue something and your spiritual force of love is stronger and it's perfected, then fear, there's no room for fear. That's why I said, you know, when they say, oh, it's okay to be a little afraid. No, don't even give fear an inch. Don't give it a milli inch. Okay, that's not a real thing, but hey, we'll go with it. So don't just use your love energy, build your confidence, build your courage. And see, you build your courage by using your words. You speak who you are. You speak what you want. And you go for it. And you don't let anybody or anything stop you from being your very best. Is there something that you want in your life? Write it down right now. Write it down today and say to yourself, you know what? I'm going for it. I'm going to map out a plan and I'm going to go for it. Now, if you're in a job and you're listening to this, and hopefully not during while you're working, you're cheating your boss. Stop that. But anyway, if you're listening to this and you work a job, then map out a plan. And I have mentioned Melinda Emerson's book that where she gives you a 12-month plan, an exit strategy, so that you can make a smooth transition. Now, I didn't include this in the weapons that will combat fear, but I will add this to the list. Knowledge, the right kind of knowledge. So whatever it is, for example, whenever I was going through what I was going through, I pinpointed, okay, what are you afraid of losing? And then I went and I started to find different ways to, as I said, I'd already lost a lot, but I stood to lose more. And I went to find a way to maintain what I had and then to recover my life on a certain level that works for me. Okay, so that I could have my peace and I could be comfortable with being me. So my point is that when you get that knowledge, and that's a part of really attacking fear. You attack fear straight on. You dissect that thing and you just really, you just become like fear of fighting ninja, and you go for it and you make your life happen. And you do that using your courage, your confidence, the love that you have, and your words. Speak what you want for your life. And if somebody speaks against it, don't even entertain them. Don't even counteract it with them. Don't even get into it with them, because, you know, strife opens the door to fear also. And so don't even bother. You just make up your mind of what you're going to do. Hey, listen, you guys, I've talked a long time today because fear is a subject that we need to deal with. And so I'm going to wrap up now on this Thriving Thursday. If you notice, no commercials, no nothing, just jumped right into fear, getting rid of fear. And so tomorrow we're going to talk about confessions and laughter activates everything. So we're going to learn how to combat fear even more, because we couldn't possibly do all of this in one show. So we're going to learn a little bit more about fear, and we're going to have some fun with confessions and of course laughter. No, I will not be telling jokes. So the thing is that you're going to learn how to combat fear even more, because it is a big deal. And it's time that we stop playing around with it. We stop acting like we're little weak, whiny babies, because we're not. You know, you've not been given a spirit of fear. You've been given a spirit of power. And so you're super powerful. And with that being said, you guys, go out today. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power.